Hello and hi, welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and we have a really cool interview today. The actor, Chris Mark, is more known for his stunts and fight choreography, but we will be talking mostly about his first lead acting role in the new indie sci-fi thriller called Kill Order, out on February 6th on digital and DVD. So if you're a fan of the fights, the fight scenes, especially creatively filmed and dressed up with special effects, you will like this. I'll have a formal review of the film coming out sometime next week. But for now, let's get into the interview. Hi, welcome back to More Slices of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and with me now is the lead of the new action sci-fi thriller Kill Order, Chris Mark. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, I'm a huge fan of action movies and sci-fi movies and thrillers, and this one seems to be a little of everything. So why don't you tell our listeners what Kill Order is all about?
So Kill Order is a hybrid of a martial arts kind of sci-fi, close to a horror movie. It surrounds a kid named David Lee, who was the subject of an experiment to turn him into a mindless killer when he was young. And in doing so, it created a dual personality for him. And currently in the movie, he's just trying to find his place in society and keeping a hold of the killer inside of him, which tends to come to life when he's in desperate or dangerous situations and wreak havoc on everybody.
And of course, the bad guys in this movie don't cooperate and antagonize David all the time, and he just gets into fights and lets his killer loose, and hijinks ensue.
Yes, that's right. It's a very action-packed movie. There's quite a few intense fight scenes and with a really decent length to them. So highly recommended if you're into Hong Kong style martial arts action with a mix of Japanese animation.
Well, I am a huge fan of the sweet science and of fight sequences, and I must say that the ones in this film are very entertaining, very well choreographed. Now, your background is actually in stunts and doing stunt coordination. Did you actually do all of your own fight stunts for this too?
I did. I did my own fight stunts and my own stunts. I wanted to make sure for this film that I could say, like, legitimately I did my own stunts. And there were even some stunts where it was kind of questionable whether I should do it, because a lot of the times with actors or with leads, you know, they won't allow them to do stunts, dangerous stunts, because if they get hurt, if something happens, then, you know, the movie would have to be shut down or put on hold. And in this case, because the movie is so action heavy, like, there is a risk of me getting hurt. So specifically, there's this one gag where I'm on a wire and I get thrown by my leg into a picnic table. Mm-hmm. And that was the big one that I thought, okay, this is a little risky. And I was actually quite surprised that my brother, who was the director, was letting me actually do it. Like, I wanted to do it because it's a really cool gag. But the advantage I had is that I have a really amazing stunt team that tested the gag for me, that tested the wire move and the fall for me before I had to do it. So it was all dialed in. And a lot of times when people do get hurt, it's during that process of just trying to figure out what it's supposed to look like or how much power to put into it and placement and all this stuff. So I had that all dialed in for me. So I was super grateful and super fortunate that I could just jump on the line and be super confident that everything would go according to plan. And it did. So
I remember that scene. That looked kind of brutal. And I felt for him, like, oh, whoever that was that took that hit, that had to leave a mark.
That was me. But luckily, it didn't leave any marks. I was able to protect myself right at the last second. So
what for you was the most fun in making this movie? Because this is your first film as the full lead, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We've done lots of projects before, like shorts and web series, but this was our first feature, and all of it was just an amazing experience. I really enjoyed playing the character of David and doing his fight scenes, because everything had a different meaning. Like, when he fought, he had a purpose, an objective. So there was like a layer of what he was going through as a character on top of the physicality of the action. So I found that was really fun. And it was just amazing to work with all the guys on our team and do these high level fight scenes and create something without restrictions, essentially. So we had total control of how we choreographed it, how we filmed it. And these are a lot of things that you don't have control of when you're doing other projects. So that was definitely the most rewarding part, is that we could put forward a product, a movie, action scenes, and said, you know, we created this, like, this is ours to be proud of.
So you guys worked together longer than normal to get the fight sequences to come together?
Yeah, we spent about 4 months working on the fight scenes. And it's not so much about like practicing it with each other, because I've worked with these guys for so long that we can just do things and go at it like really easily. It was more about creating something different and creating something very visually stimulating and something that hopefully no one's seen before, a type of action with a mixture of like superhuman abilities that was really going to showcase our talents and what we can bring to the table.
Was there a particular influence on the type of look you wanted to the fighting styles for all of the, shall we say, mind-controlled killers?
Yeah, the main thing we wanted to portray with the mind-controlled killers is that they're emotionless. So for the subjects to do all their action, all their falls, even getting kicked in the face without kind of reacting to it. So, because normally when you fight, when you throw a punch, you throw a kick, you know, you put a little extra energy in, it shows in your face, or your face scrunches up, or you make, you know, you breathe out. So we tried to make them as robotic as we can. Mm-hmm. And there was instances where, like, I actually had to kick them in the face, like on close shots. And it took a while, because like there's a natural tendency to flinch or to anticipate or to kind of like scrunch up a bit before you get hit. So big respect to those guys, because they trained hard to kind of portray that, and they took a lot of beatings in the film as well. Well, so did I, though. I mean, it went both ways. Like, I got beat up a lot, but so did they.
Well, hopefully nobody got hurt too bad, but I have to say that the fight sequences, the way they were choreographed and edited, looked really, really good. And like I said, I have a deep appreciation for a good fight scene, whether it's martial arts, mixed martial arts, boxing, and that seeing, I could tell how much work went into getting those to look just right, and you succeeded, so well done on that.
Thank you. Now, it was a lot of fun. I mean, my brother's in terms of like how it's filmed, like, he's very good at directing action and filming action in a way that you can see everything that's happening, and it tells the story at the same time. And that's a big thing we wanted to do as well. We wanted to show the action, and a lot of feedback we get from the film is like, oh, like, it was filmed so nicely, like, you know, you could see everything that was going on, and you could understand the fight and everything. So that was a big part of our film.
Cool. Now, I'm going to avoid spoilers for our listeners, but the way the ending set up, it seems like you guys had a sequel in mind. Now, without, you know, breaking any confidences or divulging any information that you can't talk about yet, are there plans to make a sequel?
There's definitely talks about making a sequel. Nothing is concrete right now. It's probably going to be talked about more once the film's released. But our next project we're doing is another like martial arts sci-fi action film, but it's not related to Kill Order. It's just kind of a different film on its own. But hopefully, I'm hoping that the project after that will be Kill Order 2, because I think that could be a really, really interesting film, because it could go in so many different directions and you can do so much with it the way it's left at the end, like you said.
Yes, nice. So can you talk about the project you're working on now? What is that?
I can't say too much about it. It's a martial arts feature. We're planning to film it this summer, and it's going to be a lot of fighting, and we're planning to outdo Kill Order in terms of action. Our goal is always to step up our action every time, so finding, you know, creative ways to showcase what we can do and to audiences, essentially. But I can say that when it does come out, it's going to be definitely something to look out for, because we have some really cool plans for it.
Cool. Well, we will keep an eye out for that. Now, what are you and your stunt team, are you working on any other projects, on any other films at the moment?
Well, currently I'm working on a show called Titans. I'm the fight choreographer for it. So I'm creating fight scenes for this TV show. It's based on the comic book series Teen Titans, so it's a pretty cool project. Yeah, it's really, really cool. I'm filming in Toronto right now, so I was lucky to be a part of that. I can't say much about it either, because there's, especially with comic book movies, comic book TV shows, there's always big confidentiality agreements.
Right. Well, as someone who read the Teen Titans comic books back in the 80s, hearing that you guys are doing the fight coordination on it has gotten my attention even more. So I can't wait to see what you guys do there. So Kill Order is out on digital, VOD, and DVD on February 6th. People who are fans of the fight game, the fights in movies, should go check this one out. We'll have links to where you can pick it up. Chris, thank you so much for your time today.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
And we'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi right after this.
Hey, you. Stop hiding behind that sofa. Come out from back there. Your sofa wants to talk to you. Wants to play footsie with your mind. Listen to it. Relax. Let it in. Starship Sofa. The first podcast ever to win a Hugo Award. With weekly stories from the world's best authors. Michael Moorcock. Peter Watts. Joe Haldeman, Peter F. Hamilton, and many, many, many more. With news and reviews and interviews. Bradbury, Pohl, Wolf, and Mieville, the sofas chewed the fat with them all. Facts and fictions, articles and particles. Oh, why aren't you listening? StarshipSofa.com. Your best science fictional fix this side of the coffee table.
Hey guys, this is Arjun Gupta from Sci-Fi's The Magician. You are listening to Slice of Sci-Fi.
All of you all know how big a fan I am of indie horror and sci-fi films, and by my count, we need more indie sci-fi. We need stories that push certain edges, but they still need to be good stories. And while I am more than happy to see cutting-edge special effects, there needs to be a little bit more variety in the storytelling. So I'll keep my eyes open, ears to the ground, make some contacts with other indie filmmakers, see what they're making, see if they know other people who are making cool stuff, and we'll get them on the show and chat with them too. But I am happy that Chris Mark and his team are doing fight choreography for the new Teen Titans TV series, because if that show is half as good as Black Lightning, then DC will have one-upped their gamesmanship on the television series adaptations of their comics. And, you know what? If the shows keep getting better and better on both Marvel side and DC side, you know, that's entertainment competition I can truly, truly be satisfied with. But, do you have any suggestions for any indie movies that have come out the past couple months that I may have missed? If you do, let me know. Call in to the show, 602-635-6976, or shoot me an email, summer@sliceofscifi.com. If you have any questions about anything we have talked about, also call in, send an email, leave a message. Yeah, I can talk good. just start the conversation. We'll see where it takes us. You can listen to Slice of Sci-Fi on iTunes, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, and on Krypton Radio. And if you are listening on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a review, give us a rating, let other people know that you are enjoying the show, and maybe they should check it out and see for themselves whether or not they might like it too. You can follow us on Twitter. The ID there is Slice of Sci-Fi. You can follow us on Facebook and on YouTube. We are Slice of Sci-Fi over there as well. And of course, the website is sliceofscifi.com. We also have popculturegeeks.com, which is trying to branch out, get a few more people on board to cover more television and more movies. If you're interested, again, send me an email. And yeah, that podcast on Writers After Dark, we're this close to getting it started. Yeah, I have issues. Don't mind me. I'm just sitting over here in the corner with too much stuff I want to talk about. Not enough time to record the conversations. I want to thank everyone who is supporting the shows and the websites here through your pledges through Patreon. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. If you want to add your own pledges, go to patreon.com/sliceofscifi and add your pledge there. Or in the show notes, you can find a link to a paypal.me link and make a single donation. As much or as little as you want, it all goes to support keeping these shows and these websites online. So again, thank you very much. I also want to send out a healthy, happy shout out to the geek rock band Sci-Fried, my good friends who were so gracious in providing the music for this show. And if you want to check out any more music by them, the place to go is sci-fried.com. We've got more stuff to talk about coming up. I have been checking out the newer Marvel Netflix shows that I had missed out on. Yes, Defenders is a lot better than Iron Fist. I would love to have another chat with Darren, Daryl, and Desmond about the Defenders. Well, maybe we can. I don't know when they're doing a second season of Defenders, but season 2 of Jessica Jones is coming up in March, which means season 2 of Luke Cage will probably be coming up in August or September. Now, whether or not we get Daredevil season 3 in November, like we did last year with Punisher showing up at the end of the year, I don't know. Everything I had heard pointed to Daredevil season 3 being in 2019. I will happily be wrong on that. If it comes out in 2018, more better for us Marvel fans because Daredevil's my boy. Anyway, that'll do it for this episode. We will be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi next week. Take care.